This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Hezekiah was a great king of Judah. Let's do a study of 2 Kings 18 through 20, dealing with his life. Reflecting on this material, I gave the section the title, Doing Well, What Happened? The key verses are 18:7 and 20:19, the significant truth emerging when studying Hezekiah's life. Never presume that past successes guarantee finishing well. Parenthetically, this truth is illustrated in the life of Demas, a fellow servant with Paul, who later turned his back on Paul and the Lord because he loved the world more, 2 Timothy 4:9. This is what Paul meant in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Among the questions mentioned in these chapters, the biggest one for me is, what might have happened had Hezekiah accepted his predicted death and prepared his house as God told him to? He pled to live longer, which God granted, but during those extra 15 years he betrayed his trust in exposing Judah's treasures to an enemy, and Manasseh his son was born. He turned out to be the most wicked of all Judah's kings. After doing this research and reflection, try developing an outline that will help you remember what took place in Hezekiah's life. When I did this, I came up with 3 points: his winning qualities, his waning characteristics, and his wasted legacy. Try to develop your own outline with some subpoints under each main point in the outline.